Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3, The Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7:10. It is birthday bash week. If you're going, we want to see it on social media. So hashtag 933 birthday bash. Hashtag 933 birthday bash. It is this Friday. Tickets still available at 933theplanetrocks.com. They start at just $39.50 plus fees. And that is, what is that? That's a few beers, 4 or 5 beers.
That's like a little more than $10 a band. And yeah. They'll play for a long time.
Yeah. Plus, when you put the fact that we're going to be there, hopefully it persuades you to still go.
That's a better value. It drops the price.
Yeah, and the big party prior to, we at the well on the P1 patio, we're doing a drink and greet. Come by and get some of our brand-new Rise Guys beer, P1 Pilsner by Thomas Creek, and sample that and drink that, and we'll have a cash bar. I mistakenly said open bar earlier. I mean, Jeff accidentally said open bar earlier.
Oh,
so that's the big draw this coming Friday. It is our birthday party. We want to see you there. There's going to be a big, big surprise there and another big announcement coming. So get your tickets starting at just $39.50 at 933theplanetrocks.com. Okay. We have a young lady to assist now. We are a assistant. We assist the community. That's what I should say. Not only with our 28-hour show for Toys for Tots, it's a beautiful sunrise right now, our wonderful 28-hour show for Toys for Tots that we do, entering our 15th year in that. We also help you find out if somebody's cheating on you. What a great service. Does the local news, does the Weather Channel do that?
Hell no.
In between the faking weather storms, do they say, if your significant other's cheating, contact us, and we'll help you.
If you get into an argument into a hurricane, they might talk to you.
Right. So this young lady has contacted us, and we now will speak with her and get all of the details of what's going on. Good morning, ma'am.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, I can't hear you. I don't think you Bluetooth on.
Hello.
There we go. Good morning. How are
you? Good morning.
Not so good, I guess. I don't know why I mistakenly asked people that. They're so distraught. How are you today?
Trolling.
Not good.
Not good. Understandably so. You've got a boyfriend that is cheating on you. And already, the good thing about that is it's not a husband that you think is cheating, right?
I don't know for sure if he's cheating on me.
But there's some kind of evidence. Tell us the whole story. Tell us how you met and why you think that he's cheating on you, or maybe that he could be cheating on you.
Yeah, sure. So basically, we met on Bumble. That's the dating app. Yeah. And we've been dating since May of this year.
Okay.
And, you know, we don't live together, but we were actually planning to. We had talked about moving in together after Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That's probably a good time to do it because you're cleaning up all the mess, you know, taking it out. Might as well just carry the couch out and the TV and everything and just move.
Yeah,
that's the
that's
best
what
time.
I thought.
Yeah, because you know, everybody else is just going to be going to the movies and then lollygagging around with their family and friends and stuff. Although tough to find movers, I bet, to help you. But regardless, we'll cross that bridge when we get to December. So this is a pretty serious relationship, albeit a few months, 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it was really serious, and. I would say about a month after we started dating, he actually got a DUI. I was actually with him when it happened. He was barely over the limit, but this is kind of like integral to the story. Basically, he lost his license, and his sister was actually taking him to work, but her shift changed. So then basically I was taking him to work acting as like his Uber driver, like picking him up. And then like a lot of nights I was picking him up from work, and he works 4/10. So like he works 4 days a week and then it's like 10 hours a day. Yeah.
So you've been going in and because he got a DUI. But
right.
If you had not been with him at the time, do you think that you would feel, I mean, it's your boyfriend. Obviously you want to make sure he gets back and forth to work, but you mentioned you were with him. Like, you know, had you been driving, it could have been you. So it's one of those things where maybe it's, you chalk it up to, you know, it could have been worse.
Yeah. And you, that's just what you do for people that you are starting to fall in love with.
Yeah. 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 You're right. Okay, so he got a DUI, and you're carting him back and forth to work and all that.
Yes.
So that's good. He doesn't have a way to drive around to cheat on you, at least, right? That we know of.
A girl can assume, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so basically what happened was last Thursday I went to go and take him to work, and I got to his place, and basically he had fallen asleep on the couch and was still asleep.
Okay.
So, I mean, I ran in like about out of hell, and I woke him up, and I told him he was going to be late. And
God, that is the worst feeling in the world, is to to be calmly asleep, and then somebody go, wake up! I mean, like, it is got to, that feeling to me is, I bet you I have a small percentage of a heart attack when that happens. I think that, really, you have to come up and just, you know how like a cat will kind of rub up on your leg a little bit, kind of get your attention? That's how I need people to do me in the bed when I'm asleep. Don't come up getting in my face screaming, because I likely will rear back on you. Yeah. So it's so you run in there. He's asleep on the couch. You're like, God bless it. Get up. It's time to go to work. Here I am. You got to go to work and all that too, I imagine. So, yeah. So, okay. So does he get up?
So, yeah, he basically, like, jumps up like crazy, runs down the hall, and he gets in the shower. And I had to basically just, like, sit and wait for his slack ass on the couch.
Right.
And, you know, I went to go grab my phone just because I was sitting there bored.
Yeah.
And I didn't recognize any of the text messages I was reading. And then I realized, like, wait a second, like, this is his phone. And, you know, I wasn't reading anything purposefully. It's just there was one text that kind of grabbed my attention from this girl named Abby.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really stuck out because I literally don't know anybody named Abby.
Okay.
So I started reading through the text, as I'm sure like any normal person would.
Is that right, Paige? Paige, if you're in a relationship and you pick up the phone you thought was yours.
Yeah.
And then you look at the text and there's one from a name you don't recognize. It sticks out. Do you open the message and start reading it? If this is your boyfriend's phone?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Okay,
Paige.
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
It would get the best of me. I'm like, who is Abby?
Because if you think it's your phone and you open it up and it's like, hey, who the hell is Abby? And you open it up and then you're like, blah, blah, blah. What did the text say from Abby then?
Well, you know, I kind of had to quickly scour through them, and I feel like I saw enough stuff to know that he's cheating.
Yeah.
You know, he said stuff like, I can't wait to see you again, or like, you look so hot the other day, and just like some dirty stuff too. And
dirty stuff. Any nudes?
Yeah. No. Like, no like photographs or anything. But he did send one of his dog, which is almost like worse.
Oh, his dog. Oh, I misheard you for a minute. His dog, D-O-G.
Mouth drop.
Oh, okay. So he's, okay. But there's some dirty talk going back and forth, and you're hot, and you looked hot the other day and all this stuff. So, yeah, that's pretty much.
Yeah, you know, he never deleted his Bumble. You know, and I brought that up to him before, and he says that he just, like, forgets his password or whatever, but I feel like that's just BS. And
well, maybe, too, you're just sitting back. Looking back at the relationship now, and now you're saying, oh, he didn't do this and this and this, so things kind of fall into place.
Yeah, maybe that's a possibility, but I've been basically avoiding him all weekend and like pretending to be sick because I really wanted to call you guys and kind of bust his butt.
So that happened on Thursday. You found that out. You didn't say anything. So when he came out of the shower and everything, you just had to play it cool and take him to work?
Yeah, I mean, my heart was racing, and I'm kind of like, first of all, you don't want him to get mad at you because you've been looking through his phone, so I didn't really know exactly what to do, so I just kind of like kept it internal and then avoided him all weekend.
Yeah. And you don't know anybody by the, maybe a coworker that he works with he's maybe talked about or?
No, I mean, we always talk about people that we work with, and I've never heard of an Abby.
Well, I don't know what else is missing from that then. I mean, you read the messages and stuff. But, I mean, she would, you know, if they've gotten together, either he's driving something or she came and picked him up. I mean, if he's...
Who knows? He might have a whole fleet of Uber ladies driving him around.
There you go. Uber babes.
See, that's the thing. If you get a DUI, you should date an Uber driver.
Yeah.
I mean, you really should. Yeah. You wouldn't charge your boyfriend.
Yeah, you would.
Well, okay, maybe.
How are you going to make money then?
Well, I guess you're
give your
right.
friends all
they don't money. Have any. It's going to the lawyer.
Right.
What lawyer? They ain't married.
Yeah, I know, but...
Okay.
Help them out.
So, we're going to... So, you pretended to be sick all weekend long, and then... So, that was like, you know, if you talked about going out or whatever, you don't want to see him. You wanted to save it for the air. Save it for the show.
Yep. Yeah, I'm ready to break it off or cut it off, I guess.
Jeez Louise, baby doll. Right, watch out now. You're we don't down. Know that that this is fully like that. Several people are pointing out that our very own Fat Boy still has a Tinder account and has been happily married for 12 years.
Oh, yeah, I'm on there.
Yeah,
check it out.
15 years. How long? 16 years.
13
years.
Married.
That's close. Married for 13.
Together 17.
Yeah, but you keep it and you look at it just for fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe.
That's all the girls on there.
Maybe if he doesn't delete it. And you've been together how long again, ma'am?
Since May.
Since May. So May, June, July, August. 4 months. Okay. So you're looking back now and you're thinking there may be more than, and you didn't get to go through the whole phone either, because it's probably like a quick shower that he was taking because
right.
he's running late.
I just looked through one lady's messages.
Yeah. Did you see any from Jeremy? Was it a guy on there?
Come on. Yeah, I did.
Keep
hey,
that
man,
to yourself.
Do me a favor. I'm about to weigh in, and I'm going to gain 9 pounds. You know any secrets? Okay. All right, so we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to call your boyfriend. And we're going to find out, A, who the hell Abby is. Several people. Well, no, that's the same person. Some person sending in the same message 3 times. Could it possibly be a cousin? Are you serious? You tell your cousin she looks hot? You can't wait to see her again?
I wouldn't think so.
Not hot, but can't wait to see you again.
Oh, you never say that to a cousin.
Yeah, I do.
I'll see you at Christmas. That's what I say. All right. When we come back, we're going to call him. We're going to give him an opportunity to, and I'll talk with you about what we think would work as far as a dinner or this and that. And then we'll find out the name of who he's going to take. Will it be you, his girlfriend of 4 months, or this Abby girl, or somebody else? All right, hold tight, okay?
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. He's definitely cheating. There's no question here.
If
there was dirty talk, there was, you looked hot the other day, I want to see you again. Yeah, he's cheating. And we're going to get to find out.
Yeah, get to bust somebody.
He could say another girl's name, and then it's like, that's doubly worse.
Wow, he's a player.
All right, we'll get all the details next. It is war. It is the Rise, guys. Keep it right here. We'll find out together.
Here's Madman, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet rocks.
Jimmy Jack will be back with us on Monday. Look forward to that. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's 7:33. We got birthday bash tickets coming up here in, let's say, before 10 o'clock. How about that? Honestly, it depends on how this next segment goes, when we get to do this. But we will have birthday bash tickets. Hashtag 933 birthday bash Friday night. This Friday night. Godsmack, Shinedown, Asking Alexandria, and us. Ooh, did you hear that?
It's still a little.
It's more a little croup is what my grandma. You got croup in your throat.
Ugh.
Ooh. I think if I punched you in the chest, it'd break it all
my
up.
My cough button's on too, and you can still hear it. It doesn't work very well, does it? Technology.
It's broken.
All right, so let's get this young lady back on the phone. She believes her boyfriend of right at 4 months is cheating on her. Are you still there?
Still here.
Okay, so listening to the show, you know, legally, I have to ask you, are you sure that you want to do this? We're not making you do this. This is your own situation. You gave us all the phone numbers, yes?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're going to call up your boyfriend. Don't say anything until I get a name out of him, because I'm going to ask him who he wants to take with him to this experience, and that's where we're going to need to hear what he says. So you don't jump on until, you know, we get some kind of name out of him, okay?
Got it.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go. Here we go now. All right. It is war. Her boyfriend, she's pretty much sure he's cheating. She read texts on his phone. The phone was laying there. She thought it was her phone. A lot of people don't believe that. I can say I believe that because I picked up someone's phone probably in the last month or two and did the same thing. All right, here we go. Oh, no.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak with Red? Hello?
Who is this?
Hey, is this Red?
Yeah, who's this?
Good morning, Red. I'm calling to tell you congratulations, my friend. Good job.
Congratulations on what?
For winning this month's Insufficient Fun Lovers Getaway Package from the bank. Congratulations, Red. I'm here by myself this morning. Congratulations. You won the whole thing. This is Barry Windham. I'm calling from the bank to let you know you won the Insufficient Fun Lovers Getaway Package. Congrats,
what
Red.
What is this?
What do you mean, what is this? Okay, so the Insufficient Fun Lovers Getaway is an overnight stay at glorious Lake Matthew where you're going to spend the night of your life.
Lake what?
Lake Matthew.
Oh, I never heard of that one.
Well, it's near Greenville. It's one of those new discovered islands in Greenville. Have you heard about this? They discovered various islands and lakes and stuff. Lake Matthew. So it's beautiful. Beautiful. You got to check it out.
Oh, okay.
So, look, here's the deal. You got the overnight stay at, this will be for two, you and someone special. You'll be able to stay at Get Chaleted, a private, secluded lover's chalet nestled in privacy on the grand banks of Lake Matthew. It's a modern marvel, I tell you, with mirrors on every ceiling and floor, including the shower. Yeah. Get Chaleted.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, now, humor me here. Mm-hmm. Now, do I need to give you a credit card number or go sit through some sales scam in a hotel ballroom or something like that?
No. Nothing like that. So it's through the bank. Like I said, you don't even have to register for this. I think, basically, if you got an account and look lonely, you're pre-qualified.
Okay.
Well, yeah?
Go on.
All right. So the whole thing is great. I mean, everything's taken care of. The food, the overnight stay. They have these sex chairs that light up and swivel. It's like a Lazy Susan. And they got swings outside. Oh, boy, the swings. Let me tell you, Red.
Well, tell me.
Well, they're swings, you know, harnesses, you know, the ones, hanging outside. You can have a little fun in. And then when you're done, swing out, take a dip in Lake Matthew. It's a lover's retreat. You're going to love this. It's absolutely free. I won't need any kind of credit card information, nothing like that. That's it. You won.
Well, I am in. Yeah. I am in.
Okay, good. This is great. Get Chaleted. Isn't that a kind of a little fun name? Get Chaleted. I love that. I'm not a Frenchman, though. All right. So I just need to get the name of this lucky lover you want to bring with you for this once-in-a-lifetime lover's getaway to Lake Matthew, all courtesy of Mark Hendricks Travel, DBA Get Chaleted, LLC. It's a prize package worth a lifetime of memories.
Wait, so did I win or not?
Yeah, you won. I'll get the date of your choice. We can figure out anything, really. Weeknight, weekend, just a moment. Another amenity, though, is that we give you customized robes. These things are fluffy, 100% organic cotton. It feels really good on the naked body. And it's customized because we also embroider your first name on the robe. So I imagine you want yours to say Red.
Like a fox.
You wanted to say like a fox?
No, I was saying Red like a fox.
I thought it was Sly like a fox. But regardless, what is the name? Okay, so I got you Red, R-E-D. I think you're thinking of Sanford and Son. That was Red Fox. Regardless, what's the name of the foxy lady you'll be getting chaleted with?
Well, her name is Abby, A-B-B-Y.
Oh. Abby.
She's, you know, I was sitting here hoping to God that I was wrong about all this.
Say what now?
You have no idea what is even going on here, do you?
Sorry, I was talking to the dude about winning the Get Laid Resort trip thing.
Red, that's your girlfriend, Shannon. Yeah, there is no trip, nothing like that. This is the Rise Guys, 93.3 The Planet. And it was getting chaleted, not the getting laid resort.
Getting laid.
But regardless, that's your girlfriend, Shannon. Shannon, you want to let him know what's up?
Well, who's Abby, Red? I saw on your phone on Thursday, I saw you talking to this Abby girl. I didn't know who the heck she was. So I looked through your phone, and I read the messages back and forth, and clearly you've been cheating on me.
So this is all live right now, Red. Everything's live on the radio. The call we had with you just now, everything.
Wait, I'm on the radio right now? This is live.
This is live radio, sir. Please don't cuss.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. All right, well.
Yeah.
What about
what your girlfriend's asking you, though? You remember Thursday when you overslept on the couch? You ran in and took a shower when she came to pick you up for work?
I do.
Yeah. So she picked up your phone thinking it was hers.
Okay.
She read the text messages from Abby, the girl you just said you wanted to go get chaleted with.
I mean, I guess I'm really just sorry she found out.
I know you didn't seem upset.
Are you kidding me?
You're sorry she...
Well, I mean, no. I mean, I didn't want her to find out, but I guess she did.
So nonchalant about this, like...
Well, were we even exclusive? That's news to me.
Were we exclusive? We were moving in together after Christmas.
That's true. That's what she said. You were going to move in after Christmas. So, I mean, how more exclusive talk do you need to get?
And I've been your dang personal Uber for the last couple of weeks.
I mean, yeah, but it didn't mean we couldn't talk to other people.
Well, if I had known that, I'd be talking to other people. But I've been faithful to you.
Well, listen here, okay?
You had to have known she thought that this... So you're saying she's not your girlfriend. Was she your girlfriend? Do you consider her your girlfriend?
We were dating, but like... I never said I loved you to her. She never said she loved me. So,
oh my God.
Is that the test? I mean, that's the... So in your mind, until you've told a girl you love her, you can go see other women. I mean,
absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I wish that I had known all of these things. I feel like I've been totally in the dark and on a completely different page. I mean, we were going to be putting our items together. We were going to be living under the same roof. Like, I'm so confused.
He's been putting his items together with a lot of people, it sounds like.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not trying to make light of it. I know you're upset right now, but... I mean, he's more. He's just pissed that he got busted. He's not pissed that he was doing it. He's trying to.
He doesn't sound pissed one way or the other.
Well, I mean, like, I didn't think it was a big deal, and like, we didn't move in together yet. So what's the problem?
It sounds like you don't care.
So conceivably, on moving morning, you could have slept with another girl, but until you had actually moved in together, that's not that's not a bad thing you're saying. I'm trying to get on your level, Red, and figure out the way you think. I got a daughter, and I hate to know sons of bitches like you run around.
It's kind of selfish.
Maybe it's just like a lack of communication. I don't know. I mean, I thought she understood.
I'm so embarrassed. I mean, apparently I'm in a relationship with someone who doesn't even know that they're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, Shannon, I'm sorry I broke your heart, but I didn't mean to.
I'm sorry. Can you please just hang up on this moron?
All right. Ooh. See you, Red.
Well, bye.
All right, we hung up on Red. Oh. I could tell the straw that broke the camel's back there. I'm sorry that I broke your heart.
Ugh. I'm so confused.
Don't be confused. No, look.
Don't start crying.
She ain't going to cry. You ain't going to cry, are you?
No.
This is, there's no, you didn't cry over that guy.
I just, I mean, I it's one of those. Everything.
No, don't. Oh,
don't even.
Oh, come on.
It's not worth it.
Oh, man.
Don't cry over Brown.
Look, this guy is, look at it this way. You only invested 4 months into this mess. I mean, what if you'd moved in together and then found out? Because that's a guy who's going to continue to do it, even if you moved in together, probably. You right? You got it figured out.
No, I know you're right.
God, feel bad for Abby. She's inheriting and all this.
I don't feel bad for anybody.
All right. Well, screw everybody, right?
Yep.
All right.
I'm done.
Well, don't hate all men. Don't hate the color red.
Right.
You'll see that in your day-to-day life, and it'll remind you of this scumbag.
He was very immature.
Well, so yeah, immature. I mean, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, very immature. Like a child.
Yeah. I was talking to the guy about the getting laid resort.
All about me.
Trying to get you to laugh a little bit.
Give me mines.
Yeah. All right. You good?
I'll be okay.
Yeah. You were not in love, though. Just remember that you were not in love. Maybe in love with the idea of moving in together and maybe one day, getting married or whatever. But ultimately, better to find out now than later.
And just be glad you don't have to waste another day with Red.
Yeah. And can I tell you something?
Know what? Be free.
And I'm not speaking out of turn here. You sound so much smarter than him. Like, I think you could get a better guy. I mean, you sound well-read. He sounded just like,
a sack of potatoes.
There you go.
Thank you.
Right. In a 10-pound bag. Yeah.
Well, right. I want to thank you guys for helping me get to this place.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, and to know that I can just move on and not think about this guy anymore. And you're probably right. I am better than him. So.
You are. You are better than him. That's right. All right, young lady. A thousand text messages offering to do the P1 dating game with you. Whenever you're settled down and interested in that, we'll certainly make that available to you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good morning. Try to have a good morning.
I'll try.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Shannon. Whew. She did cry for a split second, but she got herself back together and put it down.
Is this a conversation people have moving in together after 4 or 5 months? That happens?
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. I mean, we've heard from people that have been married for a decade that have done crap like this. Do you think, though, that, like, was that a situation where she was at friends with benefits and thought she was the girlfriend?
Well, I was going to say, do you think it's possible she kind of, assumed a few things and kind of leaped ahead?
More than it was.
How do you tell otherwise? And if he's not telling you I love you or he's not showing you the right attention...
Well, she didn't say he wasn't showing her attention.
Right.
But she said that, no, he's the one who said, oh, I didn't ever tell you I loved you.
Uh-huh.
And you swerve. Didn't ever tell me.
Maybe with some people, you have to come out and say, look, we're exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Don't see other women.
Yeah. All right. We're going to get to your calls. There they are. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Been there, done that. Give Shannon some advice, or if you think that we're all, there's several texts saying you're all wrong, this is a free world, a person can choose who they want to be in a relationship with. Mm-hmm. But at least let the person know if it is a relationship, maybe. We'll get to your calls next, 1-800-774-0093.
Text the Rise Guys. Just tickle your keypad at 72341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet. Rise!
Curtis Bridges on Twitter says that was the best war ever.
That was a good one, man.
Yeah. Hmm.
I like how it was clear cut. We got somebody on.
I like how my getting chaleted idea could really be a thing. Chalet being, what is that French for, Paige? Cabin? You take French. Or you took French?
Yeah, it's like maybe a chalet would be something that you find, a hunting chalet.
What is chalet English for?
Like a hotel.
I think you broke it.
A small wooden house found in mountainous areas.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. I could have typed it. Yeah.
You wanted something. There are people signing up to get chalet.
I'm trying to do the get laid resort. All right. Let's open up the phones. 1-800-774-0093. See if anybody's got some advice for this young lady. Where do we go first, Fat Boy? You pick.
Let's go to Gavin in Hendo.
Gavin, good morning, sir.
Morning. How are y'all?
Doing well. Doing well. Your thoughts on that whole situation there with Shannon and Red and Abby?
My thoughts are he doesn't know anything really about relationships, because when me and my wife first got together, I wasn't even allowed to live with her. She wasn't allowed to live with me because of her mom, and we were, about 16, 17 years old.
Oh, well, that's...
We actually weren't even allowed to live together until I got stationed at Camp Pendleton.
Wow.
So,
I was about to say, 17 years old, you're going to move in together, but then you're like, well, I'm 18 and I'm going to go into the military. And it's like, well, why do we think that 1 year changes everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you can go serve our country and carry a machine gun, I think you could probably live together with a woman and probably make things work out.
Perhaps.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we also had a child together. So, I mean, it was one of those things where I was hoping we could live together so I could be there for my son more often, but it wasn't allowed to go through. But that doesn't mean during that time I was seeing other women.
Right, right. Exactly. What was it? Page breadcrumbs is what they call those relationships where you just
throw out a little bit of...
Throw a compliment out here and there just to keep them close in case the situation you're in at the time fails.
Unless something bigger, better comes along.
Remember the old days when you just had a girlfriend or a wife? Now it's like you got to have a side piece, you got to have a black
Duma.
Buddy, you got to have a Duma, you got to have all this stuff.
Whatever.
Gavin, if we could get in a time machine.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was saying I actually watch this one pastor named T.D. Jakes on YouTube, and he said that something like this where a man gets a side piece, and it's not because he wants to, he's not in love with the original girl anymore, it's because he's afraid of being alone.
It could be that. Oh, yeah, for sure. Wow. For sure. I think you nailed that, Gavin. Thank you, sir.
Don't forget the tithe.
That's right, 10%.
Are men that needy, though?
The human species are that needy.
Oh.
We learned that at birth.
Brother.
P1 Billy from Blue Ridge. Hey, Billy.
What's happening, fellas?
Not much. How are you, sir?
Pretty good this morning.
Good, good. You coming to Birthday Bash on Friday night?
Yes, sir.
By God, you better be.
Matter of fact,
don't call if you're. Do not call today if you're not going.
Don't tease us
right
now.
Billy, you said you'll drink the whole building. Is that what you said?
I'm going to drink a keg by myself.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Perfect. We'll have them there cold ready for you to go. What are your thoughts on Shannon and Red?
Shannon sounds like a nice gal. She wants to meet me down there. We can have a good time at the Godsmack concert.
Oh. I was waiting on one to come
in. Birthday bash.
Yeah.
We'll make it a bash.
Do you have a plus one available should Shannon call back and take you up on that?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
I'm riding solo.
Oh, Jason Derulo. There we go.
I'm showing up one deep.
Yeah.
This is a man with a plan.
All right. Well, two deep a winter over, I understand. Billy, if Shannon calls back or if she decides to do the P1 dating game, I have your email. So I will contact you personally.
Oh.
Okay?
I'll be checking.
All right, Billy.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you Friday, sir.
Thank you, guys.
All right, brother.
It might be a lot of people like him showing up.
Hey, will you
action.
Flash Billy at Birthday Bash?
No.
Just for Billy alone.
Come on.
No.
You always do an annual Birthday Bash flash.
Sure.
Do it for Billy this year.
Billy, when it's just me and you, I'll flash you.
Damn.
Look, it's like your duty is.
Billy's going to abduct you now.
That's never going to happen.
I know. Everybody's going to have Paige in her section.
No.
Oh, Lord.
Nobody's going to watch Sully. They're going to be looking at Paige.
When are we? Oh, here's a good text. When are we ever going to get down to doing the Paige dating game? She won't do it. I tried. I just told her. Fall book's coming up.
I guess she's not ready.
We got the fall book, Paige.
Is it time to make another man miserable? Maybe.
Yes. Yeah, save that for October.
Right.
Right after the bash. We'll do that. All right. Thank you to everybody who called and all that. We'll get into some headlines with the most available Bachelorette in the upstate. Ooh. Right after this.
Oh. Outrageous Morning Radio with the Rise Guys.
They talk about things most other stations won't talk about and things that I often think about but don't say out loud.
On 93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.